Your offer isn't selling, not because it's not a good offer. It's because your sales page sucks. I said what I said. Somebody has to tell you that so that you can fix it, so that people actually want to come into your world and work with you.
Welcome to Unjaded. This is your straight talk, shoot from the hip, wrapped in a little bit of love, Human Design for Business podcast. We talk a lot here about clarifying your message so that you can bring in paying clients with ease. And ease is different from easy. Stick around to find out how we roll here. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. I am a 2-4 emotional manifesting generator, light on the emotional, and I'm a quad right in human design. In real speak, I am an entrepreneur of 30 plus years. I've had every kind of business there is, and I always say that business is my love language. I can't wait to dive in with you here on the podcast.
So what I'm seeing when I'm having documents sent in to me to edit as a copywriter over and over again is that people are starting with the program. They're starting with the solution. So if you look at your sales page and it starts with XYZ program in big letters and then starts to tell someone about your program, you've already lost them. I'm going to give you just a few simple fixes that you can go into your sales page and start to craft a new way of conversing with your audience, because you are conversing with your audience. You're not talking at them, you're talking with them. You want to resonate with them. You want them to resonate with what you're saying. You want them to understand that they need what it is that you have. And in order for them to do that, they need to know that you get them. The very first thing your sales page needs to do is call people in who you're for and repel people who you're not for. So you need a hook or a self-identifying statement there. You could appear as a reporter. Think about those Inquirer headlines that you see at the grocery store, if that's even a magazine that's still out, but that you see at the grocery store checkout where it says, "Woman gives birth to alien baby," something like that. That makes you want to, it grabs your attention, it makes you want to look further. So what is a statement that you could make? On the Content by Design sales page, I think my statement right now, because content is ever evolving, says something like, successful entrepreneurs have a powerful message. It's a statement. It's my flag in the sand. It's the thing that I know separates the men from the boys. The goal of that first line of your sales page is to get people to keep reading. The goal of every line in your sales page is to get people to keep reading the next line and the next line and the next line. So you could start with a hook like that, a statement like that, or you could ask a question. Remember that as far as human design goes, about 70% of the population are generator types. So I know one time I was told by a person in a program to never ask a yes or no question because you don't want people to say no. But that's totally wrong. You actually do want some people to say no. If you are not for them or your offer is not for them, it's totally okay for them to say no and skip on out. You're here for the yeses. So knowing that 70% of the population are generators and manifesting generators, you're going to hit a large percentage of the population by just asking a yes or no question. Do you struggle with XYZ? Have you ever XYZ? Something like that. And the thing about the rest of the population is that they've been conditioned to answer yes or no questions. So you're going to land well if you ask a question, but you need some sort of something to make people think, oh, this is interesting. I want to keep reading. Maybe this is for me. I need this. She's talking to me. But if you start with the name of your program, they have no context for that. They have no desire to keep reading further. Do you see that? So what you want your sales page to do is to walk them through identifying with what you are talking about so that it resonates with them, and then talk about the problem that they are actually having, because you are in business to solve a problem. People pay to solve problems all day long, but they don't pay for gobbledygook and spiritual speak and unclear outcomes. They need to know that you actually know what the problem is and that you have a solution. So a really good basic flow for your sales page is something self-identifying, a hook or something to bring them in to keep them reading, and then another subtitle that explains a little further, but again, makes them keep reading. And then problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution, so that you're always answering with a solution. And your solution is not, we have calls on Mondays at 10 a.m. Yes, the calls are recorded if you can't make it. You'll have one one-on-one session with me throughout the course of the program. You'll get a Facebook group. That's not the solution. You want to frame it in a way that shares the benefits of your offer. So why do you have calls every Monday? You're going to get to meet with me, and together we're going to go through blankety blank blank so that you can blankety blank blank, which means that blank. Show them the result of what the solution is that you're providing. Show them the result or the benefit of the feature that you're actually talking about in your sales page. So once you have identified the problem a couple of times, so you can go problem, solution, problem, and then, which is why I created blank, the online program that walks you through blankety blank blank so that blank. I'm Vicki Dixon. I've been in business for over 30 years. I've built 5 multi-6-figure businesses, and I am passionate about helping you to build your business without burning yourself out. Here, I focus on sustainability and actually building the business that you were made for, speaking what you're here to speak so that your soul is on fire every day of the month. Come sa. It's not rocket science. It's just that what you think people need to hear to hire you is not at all what they need to hear in order to hire you. They want to be able to connect with you, and they need to understand that you understand that they have a problem, what that problem is, and how to solve it. The other thing that I'm not walking you through every single section of a sales page. There are more than a dozen pieces that need to be in every sales page. And of course, we go into that in detail in Content by Design. But this, even if you only do this, what I'm talking about here, I promise you that your sales will improve. One of the things that I'm going to encourage you to do that's going to sound scary as all get out is to give them a fork in the road. Make them make a decision by the end of your sales page. Now, this is not the final section of your sales page, but do come to a point when you've done this problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, introduce your program, introduce yourself, go into the features and benefits, all of those things, make them make a decision. It can look something like, now we've come to the end of the road, my friend. Either you can continue going on this path where you struggle with blankety blank blank, or you can come on over here with me and change your whole world for the better. Of course, you're going to say it in your languaging that matches your course or your program, but you want to make them make a decision. That's a really important piece of your sales page. So I trust that that was helpful. I'm going to implore you to no longer lead with the name of your program or the features of your program. I invite you to really think about it through the lens of, I am connecting with my audience here. I am connecting with my ideal client. I long for her to understand that I can get her on the other side of this problem that she's solving. And I want for her to feel like I know her struggle and I can solve it. If this was helpful, I want to hear from you. I love to hear from you. And that's the one thing that I find a little bit hard about podcasting is that sometimes we don't get to have conversations. So head on over to my Instagram. It's Vicki.Dixon. I'll link it in the show notes for you. And I'd love to have a conversation around this. I love to talk all things human design and business. And I would love nothing more than to talk about your human design and your business. So the invitation is there. It's an open invitation to come on over and chat with me. The other thing that you need to know about is that at the time of this recording, I am working to get ready for a membership, which will help you to build your business with ease. It's going to be super affordable so that it doesn't break the bank as you build your business. And we are going to go through all of your human design and all of your business needs and build this beautiful thing so that you can serve your purpose in the world. So check that out. I'll have the link in the show notes for you as soon as this episode airs.